that's not a word.
Of course it's a word. And unless I'm very much mistaken, I think it's a rather useful one. When trying to express oneself, it's frankly quite absurd to leaf through lengthy lexicons to find the perfect word. A little spontaneity keeps conversation keen. You need to find a way to say precisely what you mean. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
But it doesn't mean anything.
It can mean exactly what you want it to.
When Stone Age men were chatting, simply grunting would suffice.
Though if they'd heard this word, they might have used it once or twice.
I'm sure the Roman Empire only entered the abyss because those Latin scholars never had a word like this.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Before you speak, in case it's halitosis.
Yuck!
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
You know you can say it backwards, which is soacodolai possessit siligar filicrepis.
She may be tricky, but she's bloody good.
So when the cat has got your tongue, there's no need for dismay. Summon up this word and then you've got a lot to say.
Pick out those 18 consonants and 16 vowels as well, and put them in order, which is very hard to spell.
S-U-P-E-R C-A-L-I-F R-A-G-I-L I-S-T-I-C-E-X-P-I-A-L-I-D
O-C-I-O-U-S.
Smarty pants.
S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-I-F-R-A-G-I-L I-S-T-I-C-E-X-P-I-A-L-I-D O-C-I-O-U-S.
S-U-P-E-R.